Mormon family have been killed in an ambush in northern Mexico, according to Mexico's security minister and family members. The victims were members of the LeBaron family, U.S. citizens who formed a fundamentalist Mormon community decades ago in the border region, according to the security minister Alfonso Durazo. The attack occurred when family members were traveling in three separate vehicles on a dirt road. As the White House reacts, as Sagar Morghani has this report.
President Trump is offering Mexico help after several American citizens were killed in northern Mexico. The president's calling them wonderful people who got caught between two vicious drug cartels and tweets it's time for Mexico to wage war on the cartels with American help, adding, "You sometimes need an army to defeat an army." He writes the U.S. government stands ready to get involved and merely awaits a call from Mexico's president, whom he says has made fighting the cartels a top issue. Andres Manuel López Obrador, though, has favored a less militaristic approach, saying confronting the cartels has only led to more violence. Sagar Morghani at the White House.
The killings were the latest in a string of recent attacks in Mexico that have shocked a country that is used to violence. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced Tuesday that Iran would begin injecting gas into centrifuges at its Fordo facility, the latest in steps that go against what was agreed to in a 2015 agreement on its nuclear program. Rouhani said the injection of uranium gas into the centrifuges was to start on Wednesday. The text of the nuclear deal that Iran reached with the U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany called for Iran to convert Fordo into a research facility. This is VOA News. Republican Senator Rand Paul is calling on the media to release the whistleblower's name. Now, that's the whistleblower who revealed the substance of the